from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Clay Thompson gets the ball. Left side three. Why not? Why not? Thompson loads up on three and buried it in front of the Warrior bench. He cannot miss. Clay, the trailing three, buried it. Money. The net's not even moving. It's not even moving. Back to Clay. It's a corner three, and yes, it is a swish. Ball comes inside. Thompson goes outside, catches it, hits a three. Design play right out of the timeout. He just can't miss. Clay Thompson turns, catches, says, no, I'm going to hit a shot, and it's another three. Clay Thompson, open three, and right up home, another one. Curry, timeline, three-point line, finds Clay, quick release, and a splash! He's tied the NBA record, held by Curry with 13 threes. Right side, Clay, takes a dribble, now the three, got it! An NBA record for Clay Thompson, 14 threes. Chicago calls time, and to a man, every player off the Warriors bench congratulates Clay Thompson, who is breaking Steph Curry's record.
Now, back to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
That was the great Tim Roy calling a historic moment for Klay Thompson in Chicago against the Bulls. That was October 29th, 2018. Klay Thompson, an NBA record, 14 made threes in a single game, passing Steph Curry's record of 13, as you heard Tim Roy talk about. And we're thinking about all these Klay moments, and there was the 37 points in the third. There was 60 points against the Pacers on like eight dribbles or whatever it was over the course of three quarters. There was that where he made 14 threes. There was a game where he went 10 for 10 from deep to begin. He made his first 10 attempts from downtown. There was other moments, obviously, so many funny moments. But I think what gets to me the most, guys, and welcome back to Willard and Dibbs. It's Dibbs and Dumas, Mark Randy here as well, in for Mark Willard on 95.7 The Game. What gets me is in moments like that where Clay's making 14 threes or where he's scoring 60 points over three quarters, it's the joy of everybody around him just reveling in Clay's success. And it's Steph, no matter what the situation is. And Steph's the greatest shooter this game has ever seen, but it's overly eager trying to find Clay and get him the ball in those moments. And Clay celebrating, Draymond celebrating back in the day, you know, Barbosa and Livingston and Spates and all those guys celebrating as one and so happy for Clay's success and being selfless enough to find the hot hand. And it was Clay on those moments, just watching the whole team celebrate together while Clay makes history like he did on that night in Chicago. It was special to enjoy.
Something about a Clay heater hits differently than any other player. Mm-hmm. Even Steph, when Steph gets hot, it's usually, oh my God, 30-footer, 35-footer, 40-footer, whatever. But with Clay, like Tim just said in that call in the play-by-play, the net doesn't even move. And something about his shot, just the pure, and I would say robotic, but people would take that the wrong way. But his shot is so pure. It's so fundamentally
smooth,
perfect. Yeah. And it's the same every time. And when he starts to get in that rhythm on that Clay heater, when he just is like – locked in, arm goes up, and you know it's going in, and the net barely even moves. And that's where you see his teammates, and they start to feel it. Like, the 37-point quarter is one that I love to just watch again and again, yeah, because everybody's, like, going way out of their way to make sure that he has the ball.
And the Kings know what's coming, and
they can't stop him, no. He's just chucking it in from everywhere. It's just awesome.
Oh, those are the best moments, no doubt. Clay's given us a ton of incredible moments, and we're talking about it, of course. If you're just joining us, Clay Thompson has agreed to sign a 3-year, $50 million contract with the Dallas Mavericks. It's not official just yet because it is a three-team deal. It's a trade because the way that Clay is going to the Mavericks for that amount of money, $50 million over 3 years, it has to be a sign-in trade. The third team involved in the sign-in trade is the Charlotte Hornets. They are getting Josh Green from the Mavericks, but the return to the Golden State Warriors, we don't know that just yet. But the deal itself is not, like, hanging in the balance. Clay Thompson will be a Dallas Maverick. It's just putting the finishing touches on the return to the Golden State Warriors. So we're taking your phone calls all day. Clay Thompson memories, Clay Thompson moments. Have you come to the conclusion this is just what had to happen? Or at a situation where the Warriors organization has to move on? Who do you blame? Is it on Clay? Is he being petty? Is it on the Warriors for not treating him with enough respect? How you feeling in this moment? What are your emotions now that Clay Thompson is leaving the Golden State Warriors? More on that in just a second, but I did want to remind you that all guests here on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? It's River Islands in Lathrop. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Up next, we've got Steve in San Jose. I know Steve wants to talk about Clay Thompson. Go ahead, Steve. You got the floor.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to give my little shout out to Clay, man. It's been a great decade. And like I said, the first time I went to a Warriors game was my 8th birthday in 96. I watched Jordan and Coach Pippen, Steve Kerr himself, murder the Warriors. They couldn't even sell a ticket. So I just wanted to give a huge shout out to Clay. It's been the best decade of my life. And, Curry, Green, everyone. God, it's been such a great run. And he deserves every nickel he can get. It's a tough day. Hopefully there'll be a statue. I know there will be, in front of the Chase Center. But it's just been, it's been a great run. It's bittersweet, man. That's all I can say.
Yeah. So. I think a lot of Warrior fans are right there with you, Steve. Appreciate the call. I don't want to cut you off. I want to react to what you said, but we do have a little bit of breaking news.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
We do have the return to the Warriors on the Klay Thompson three-team sign and trade. This comes courtesy of Shams Charania. The Warriors are getting back in return for Klay Thompson, who signed a 3-year, $50 million contract with the Dallas Mavericks. The Warriors are getting 2 second-round picks in return, and that is it. That completes the three-team trade.
Klay Thompson, that is it.
That's it. Klay Thompson goes to the Mavericks. Josh Green goes to the Hornets and the Warriors, as was reported, we're not interested in taking salary back. They get 2 second round picks, and now that sign-in trade and the three-team deal that sends Clay to Dallas can officially be finalized.
There you go. I mean, 2 second round picks. If you get 3 more second round picks, then you can go out and get a player like Gary Payton II. So there you have it. And Mark and I were going back and forth last week, Mark Willard, not Mark Grandy, about the value of the second round pick, because he was saying that the Lakers are squandering an asset to draft Bronny James. And I said second round picks are usually 95% of the time they're meaningless. And this kind of cements my point where you get 2 second round picks back from Dallas. And largely your second round pick is not going to pan out. So,
I mean, the Warriors' recent second round pick is probably going to be their starting center next year.
Right.
Trace Jackson
right.
Davis. So there's an argument to be made that if you have a good scouting department, second round picks can be valuable. I get your overall arching point. Yeah, obviously, yeah. The percentages just go down once you get to the second round, but you can still find some talent in that second round. I mean, this is just a sign that finances were one of the most important things, because was there anybody who was probably going to move the needle on that Mavericks roster or even the Charlotte roster that would be realistic to bring back? Probably not. I think I saw like Maxi Kleber
would be, yeah.
Josh Green, but he was going to Charlotte.
But you could have just cut Charlotte out. I mean, Charlotte's only in there
right.
to save salary from Dallas. That's it.
Yeah. So
the Warriors would rather take no money back, get 2 second round picks than take Josh Green.
That's what it sounds like. So that tells you all you need to know.
Exactly.
Tells you all you need to know, really. So, I mean, it shouldn't be super surprising. It's still one of those things, once you hear it, it's kind of jarring. But Joe Lacob told us this. He told us. He was like, I am not going to be a mediocre team and pay the most in the NBA. That is not something I have any interest in doing ever again.
He's also said he doesn't want to ever be a lottery team.
Yeah, that's also true.
So I guess you got to choose between lesser of two evils. Do you want to be paying out the wazoo for a team that is a little bit better, or you want to save a little bit of money and be a team that potentially isn't very good?
The way he sees it, they'd probably still be a lottery team with Josh Green.
Yes.
So it's moved.
Josh Green doesn't move the needle. You're right.
So, yeah. I mean, I know it's not the first. I know those aren't the words that Warriors fans want to hear, but it sounds like it's simply the reality, which is what matters more.
Then the question becomes, what is the move to follow this? Is there a move to follow this? Because if you're just going into next season and you still got, what is it, the biannual exception because you're over the cap, but you're below the first apron, that's almost $5 million. You can use that on a player if you want, but a $5 million player, 4.7 to be exact, isn't going to change the fortunes of this team moving forward. You got nothing in return for Chris Paul. You get two second round picks, in return for Klay Thompson. So your two chips that you had to gain players back easily, you essentially get nothing back for them other than those 2 second round picks. Maybe it's what we were talking about last segment. You're just relying on your youngsters to all collectively improve, and that's where you get better as a team. I mean, it was what Mike Dunleavy said last week, asked what's the easiest way for your team to get better. Is it trades? And he says, trades are hard. It's internal development.
Yes.
That's the easiest way for us to get better. So maybe to what Jason's saying, believe Joe Lacob when he says he wants to get out of the tax. Believe Mike Dunleavy when he says internal development is the best way to go.
Yeah.
But you lose Klay, you lose CP3, you get D'Anthony Melton back. It's hard for me to believe, Dibs, that this is going to be a team that's on the same level even as they were last year.
No, not as currently constructed, unless you're asking Moses Moody to take a big step forward and Pods and TJD both get better and Kuminga becomes your real number two. And then you add into that, Andrew Wiggins plays a motivated brand of basketball and Draymond Green stays out of trouble. It's a lot of ifs. And if you want to...
We've been down that road on a couple of those ifs already.
We did that last year.
Wiggins and Draymond.
We did all those ifs, and so if you want to have everything, if you want to play the everything goes right game going into next year, you could possibly be a playoff team. I mean, I think your top end, your ceiling would be a top six seed. If everything went right, and you have an older team that stays healthy, and you get these young guys take those steps forward, okay, I could see you being maybe a six seed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
And being at the bottom end of it. But for me, a more likely scenario is that everything doesn't go great. You've got a 36, 37-year-old Steph Curry who's been largely healthy. And Draymond Green, even when he has been out of trouble, the guy gets ice every time he comes off the floor. Multiple ice bags. He's got, you know, two in the knees and one in the back. And so you're asking an older team to stay healthy, and you're expecting all these young players to take steps up. As it looks right now, this is a lottery team to me.
Yeah, I'll let you jump in a second, Jason. I do have a little bit more news. This comes courtesy of Mark Stein. Because the Warriors shipped out Klay Thompson, who's making nearly $17 million a year now, and took no salary back in return, the biggest piece of return coming for the Golden State Warriors here is as a result of doing that, sending out salary and taking none back in return, they have created a trade exception for just shy of $16 million that they can now use moving forward. So they have nearly a $16 million trade exception that they can use to sign a player, a couple of players, a few players, to equal no more than whatever that amount is, just shy of $16 million. So that in and of itself is by far more valuable than the 2 second round picks.
It is. You know, now you got to wonder if they'll use it. That's the next question. You got to wonder if they'll use it. I
think with the rules, it expires after a year. So okay, you have up to a year to use it, but didn't you use it now.
Didn't the Warriors have some sort of exception like 2 years ago? I guess that's 1 year ago now. Bob Myers last season, didn't they have some sort of exception?
I think they have at times let exceptions expire.
And I think they just did that with Bob Myers like a year and a half ago. So don't automatically assume they'll use it. Granted, I don't think it was $16 million, but I mean, right now they've turned Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson into a trade exception, really.
And two second-round picks.
And two second-round picks. So that's hard for Warriors fans to stomach, and rightfully so, especially with a fan base that is used to seeing their team compete and be all in for championships. Granted, even with Klay back, so like, I mean, the Klay piece of the puzzle is significant because of who Klay is to this organization. But even with Klay back, they probably weren't going to contend for a championship. You got to see what they can do with this trade exception. I know you've mentioned marketing. That doesn't seem realistic to me. I know he's being, like Utah said, he can be had essentially, but it sounds like they want a king's ransom. So who knows? But you got to hope Mike Dunleavy is working the phones to try to just upgrade this roster, because as is, this roster is not one that's going to compete.
Yeah, for sure. And even if you get a player who is making that $16 million neighborhood of a salary, that's not really that impactful of a player. And I look at, you know, what salaries are going for, and obviously Lauri Markkanen would be the big name, and he makes about that, and his contract is set to explode, and that would certainly put you back over the second apron once that contract did kick in. But the majority of players out there, like Isaiah Hartenstein, he's making almost $30 million in his new deal, so $16 million doesn't get you what it used to.
Hartenstein had a really good postseason. Yeah, you know, I mean, with the $16 million, you got to hope you can find someone on a bargain and who just severely outplays their contract. Like, for instance, the year they won the championship, they had GP2 for pennies, and he outplayed his contract. And, you know, that's what you have to hope for. You also have to hope for Kuminga and Moody and Pajemski to take some big leaps forward, which if they did, I don't think it would be out of the realm of possibility. Maybe without Klay being there, maybe it's more likely that one of them takes a huge leap. I mean, Pajemski's probably going to take a huge leap just based on the fact that he's had his rookie year, and now he's seen the NBA and he's a little more comfortable, and he has a coach who really believes in him, is going to let him play through some struggles.
Looking at just some numbers, so nearly $16 million is the Warriors' trade exception that they gained via the Klay Thompson sign and trade. Some numbers of players right now that are making in that neighborhood a little more than $16 million: Kevin Huerter of the Kings, Zach Collins, Caris LeVert, Lou Dort, Tim Hardaway Jr., Davis Bertans, PJ Washington. That's a pretty good value. PJ Washington, Grayson Allen is there, Max Strus, Dorian Finney-Smith, Luke Kennard, Mitchell Robinson, Jordan Clarkson. Those are kind of the quality of players that can be had at around the $16 million mark. And to your guys' points, while you can have, you know, a quality player there and maybe you get lucky and you get a bargain, as you're talking about, you got one with GP2 back then, like Dallas has with PJ Washington, who's making in that area of money, it's still probably not going to be a guy that takes you from the 10th seed to the 5th seed in the Western Conference. Maybe to someone that takes you from the 10 to the 8th seed, maybe if you get lucky. But it's not like this is going to be the piece that moves the Warriors' needle so far forward. So for me, guys, as I look ahead, I got to believe there's a big move coming, unless this Warriors team is one, either extremely confident in their youngsters, or two, is comfortable, you know, being under the assumption that they're not going to be competing for a championship this coming season.
Absolutely. That feels more likely than the former, because trades are hard, as we know. And, you know, Mike Dunleavy said it.
And I think
he was letting us know early.
He was. And I think that you look at the Lauri Markkanen trade, and what's Utah going to want, and whatever it is that you would give up for Lauri Markkanen, how much of that is going to hurt your chance at even being competitive this year? Because if Kuminga's involved, and or Moody, and or multiple picks, and I don't know if Utah would be happy with the second round picks that you just acquired, but feels like whatever you would have to give up would hurt your chance to be good this year anyway.
There's no way you could get like DeMar DeRozan, right?
I mean,
with that exception. I'm not the numbers
not
guy.
Not with that exception. He's going to make more than that.
Right.
You could use it as a piece.
Yeah.
But,
man, I mean, the pathway for them to get someone to move the needle was already really, really hard going into this offseason. Just when you consider the finances and the assets that they had. That's why when this Paul George thing became a possibility, I was just thrilled. I'm thinking, oh, wow, this is really going to work out for the Warriors. Because at one point, it really sounded like it was going to happen based on reporting. I had no inside knowledge or sources on that. But it sounded like it was going to happen. And then it didn't. And when it didn't, it caused, I'm not going to say that alone caused them to lose Klay Thompson, but that probably didn't help. And then you're down Klay. And then at one point you also thought maybe you could use CP3 in that trade to get Paul George. So CP3 wouldn't be looked at as an asset that just went away for nothing. And there was reports of him being very much open to a reunion with Los Angeles. I know that's where he spends most of his offseason in L.A. in Southern California. I'm pretty sure that's where his kids are in school and stuff. So you hear all that and you're thinking, all right, Chris Paul is going to help them get Paul George. They might lose Klay, but at least they lost Klay because they pursued Paul George. I think that would be... Maybe not everybody would be happy because of the emotional attachment to Klay Thompson, but I think most rational-minded people could get behind that. Man, it stunk we lost Klay Thompson, but we're getting Paul George. He's a very good player, and he's objectively better than Klay Thompson at this point in their careers. But once that move did happen, once you start trying to realistically think of a pathway for them to get a player who will help them move up the standings, it's hard. Can you think of anything? Because like Lauri doesn't seem like a realistic option. Not with how the Jazz has been viewing him in the trade market.
Well, the reports were that their asking price is coming down a little bit, but their asking price to begin with was incredibly high. So right. It's still probably pretty high. But they were asking for what, like 4 or 5 first round picks?
I just saw a proposed deal, which would be Kuminga, Moody, and 2 unprotected first round picks. Now, would the Warriors be open to that? And you're making a face over there, Jason. I can see the computer working over there. It feels like the price is fairly steep. Markkanen is a great player. He's a difference maker. but you'd be giving up Kuminga and Moody, who I know you love Moody. You're the president of the Moses Moody fan club.
I love Moody, but, I mean, I wouldn't think twice about giving him up because I think I don't think the Warriors have valued him. So, like, yeah, I love Moody, but the way Moody has been used the past 2 years, it's like, who cares if I love him? It seems like the guys who matter way yeah. more don't love him as much as I do. So it's almost like useless. So I don't know. I really like Kuminga too. I don't know. That's one of those things I would have to think hard about.
I'd do it.
Yeah. That's something I would put the onus on Steph. Sorry. I wouldn't have the gumption to make. I would go to Steph and be like...
Assuming Steph is cool with it and cool... I don't know why he wouldn't, shipping off Kuminga and Moody. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. Do whatever Steph wants. And I assume Steph wants the best chance to try to win right now. And I'm sorry, but Lauri Markkanen, 27 years old, has already been an all-star. I think he gives you a better chance to win than Moses Moody and Jonathan Kuminga do. But I get being hesitant to do it because you're giving up two of your valuable pieces for the future, and it would be a draft pick or two in the future as well. So I get the hesitation. We could talk more about that when we come back from a quick break. We also got some phone calls to clean up. Austin and Horace and Jonathan, I see you. We're coming to you on the other side. If you just missed it, Klay Thompson, the sign-and-trade to the Mavericks is official. The Warriors get back 2 second-round picks, and they create a nearly $16 million trade exception, and Klay Thompson now is cleared officially to become a member of the Dallas Mavericks. Time for a break. When we come back, more on all of that. It's Willard and Dibs with Dibs, Dumas, and Grandy with you. We are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.